You got motion if your mama out the trenches. You got motion if you in school for business or for them. You got motion if you love ahead and maintain a good memory.
What is going on, y'all? It's your boy, Molly Maul, and we are back for another installment of Millennials in Motion, where we give you that real, relatable, and entertaining spill on adulthood from the Black Millennial perspective. And I'm here with my co-host. What's going on over there?
I was trying to set my phone up, so I tried to move it, and it just...
And who else do I got in the studio with me?
I'll go ahead and go first. What's going on, y'all? What they do? It's your boy Ryan coming here from the only place where we juke and jive on I-95 Broward County, Florida, baby.
Grip!
Here for another great episode, Millennials in Motion. Let's get it. Yuck.
Hey y'all, it's Nyla. What's up? Oh my gosh, I'm a senior. I'm about to graduate. Get out of my face.
Yeah, y'all.
Oh my gosh. Switch the tassel. Wagwan, it's your girl Camille back again with the back end.
Hi everyone, it's your girl Sarah, your favorite Nigerian princess from the Windy City, Chicago, and I'm back.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Easy Breezy back in the studio today, and you know we not finna play.
Nice.
I like that.
What's good, y'all boy? It's your boy J Love giving you the spill. You gonna love to hear.
Ooh, okay, y'all coming in hot.
Okay. Took y'all 3 years.
2025. We finally got the ball.
I still don't have 2025. It's been 3 years and I still don't have one.
So it's no longer the Breonna J.
Well, I was gonna say, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Easy Breezy Breonna J.
I like Easy Breezy doing.
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Easy Breezy Breonna J in the studio today, or something like that. It's still a work in progress, but we're better than 2018. What? When? No, 2020. 2022.
Well, alrighty. We finna bring it in with our icebreaker real quick before we get into the nitty gritty. So, a question I wanna ask y'all is, how would y'all feel if y'all spouse cooked some food for you and your family?
Ryan, that's not what we discussed.
What you mean?
That's not what we discussed as an icebreaker.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
What did we discuss?
We was going to talk about TikTok.
You didn't know.
Yeah, I said,
you said
Ryan,
that was the main topic.
No,
you said that was the main topic.
No, I never said that, Ryan.
You,
it was me and
about
you
this in the office.
It was me and Ryan in the office. And
no, I, we
I said
had
TikTok
the whole call,
is the
that's
icebreaker.
How I know
he said, oh,
she's
okay.
Not telling the truth. We literally had the
Ryan,
whole convo in there.
Ryan,
you literally was like, let's Ryan, make this the icebreaker.
Y'all know what we need to have as a sound effect? Camille's laugh.
Bro, the other topic is, can you survive without social media? So we can introduce that one with TikTok.
What? That dude.
But I think we should have TikTok as the icebreaker, and then it will introduce the first topic of can you survive?
Okay, yeah.
Can I go live?
I win.
Or you think that's too much?
You already done started, bro. Now I want to hear what you about to say, bro. Go ahead.
Whatever.
Y'all think it's too much?
But, okay, so the question to y'all is, my bad. How would y'all feel if y'all made food for y'all spouse?
Is he still doing the... Wait a minute.
I'm not done.
We just decided.
No, bro.
He wanted to hear what I was going to ask.
Jamal wants to hear it.
Just you know what? Bro. No. We'll bring that one for next week then, okay? Y'all just got one for
that. You already just started.
Just say what you got
to say. What you got to say.
Okay. Is it okay if I go live?
No,
yes,
that's cool. That's
go
cool.
Live.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going live on Millennials in Motion. All
right, that's smooth. Okay. One more time. So, the icebreaker is, how would y'all feel if y'all made food for y'all spouse and the first thing they did was complain about y'all food? I'm going to give y'all an example. So, let's say I made Nyla some food, right? And she said the first thing she says, why the rice mushy? You feel me?
Well, Nyla need to get up and make herself some rice.
That's how you would feel?
You ain't never getting a meal from me no more. That's all I know.
I'm a back. Ooh, my hair gonna cock back so far. Yeah, but not gonna lie. If somebody was to say my food was nasty, I'ma just assume you gonna make it yourself next time, because that don't got nothing to do with me. Because I'ma eat my food.
Hey. I'd actually probably be kind of hurt, because I take cooking kind of seriously. And it's like a... Oh, wait a minute. Why is everybody laughing? What?
Y'all just break it all the rules. Like,
get this off me.
Right.
I eat all my protein
okay.
today. She had a bad fortune.
You gonna join it?
No, I'm just gonna do it on mine. Because if I join it, the audio's gonna...
It's hot. Yeah. Y'all not hot.
All right, so Ryan, you said if you made the food, what? And then it was like,
how she,
was
like, understand? She was like,
is if, the idea is, how would you feel if you made food for your spouse and they basically complain about your food? They don't be like, oh, you cooked, oh, this, that, and the third. Like,
right,
they just
right,
nagging
right.
you and complain about well, what you did wrong instead of appreciating the fact that you cooked for them.
Well, I just feel like if you know you're not good at cooking, why are you in the kitchen?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Maybe they thought their food was good.
Right. It's the right. thought that counts.
It's like a gesture, though. Like,
I feel
okay,
like.
Okay, I tried.
I feel
Thank
that.
You.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying, but like, you know, don't make something you know you bad at making.
But what if they, you was like, oh, babe, this is my favorite food. Da-da-da. She come make it for you. And the first thing you do,
gonna,
I will at least fake like I like
I'm
it.
Gonna be
but that's
not,
that's not the point right now.
Nah,
the
baby, I'm gonna
is,
that this
if
good.
If
and
it was
then,
said
like,
to be nasty, what would you do?
I'm going to be appreciative that she made it.
So what you gonna
no,
say?
No, you're not listening.
Go
if
ahead.
You made the food and your partner said your food was nasty, what would you do?
Okay. Well,
don't break your neck now.
I feel like personally, my partner wouldn't
Oh my god.
My partner wouldn't say that my food is
Jamal, it's a hypothetical. Answer the question, please.
No, this is based off a true story.
This happened
so
to you?
You made something and your
no,
partner
this ain't my story. Somebody told me the story of them experiencing it. I'm like, dang, like.
So what they do?
Huh?
What they do?
They made chicken and rice.
They gave it to their old lady, and she said, why you ain't make the rice in the rice cooker? Because the rice was mushy. And he was
Ew,
like,
who is that you?
And
why
he was like, and he
like,
was
what?
Like, because I just bought this pan and I'm gonna use it.
No, but if you
it.
Got a rice cooker, low key, you gotta use that.
Use the rice cooker.
Why do you have?
I know how to make rice without a rice cooker, but I still use the rice cooker.
Y'all extra for today? I don't know.
Yeah, what's up?
I just feel
it's
like
so giggly.
I don't know. How else did you cook in the rice? He put it in a pot?
He ain't give
he
me
said
the
a pan.
He said a pan.
A pan? He put it in the oven? He baking
maybe
it?
He meant a pot. You
Y'all,
know, some people, when they say a pot, they mean
on
a pan.
The rice, okay?
But either way, he cooked the rice on the
well,
stove.
First
he didn't
of all,
make it on the,
if he
in
can't
the
make
cooking.
The rice, I'm. How was the chicken?
Wait, I don't know how to make rice.
Rice is easy.
I do not know how to make rice. I got a rice cooker. That's why I don't
nah,
know how
I
to make rice.
People don't know how to make rice. I ain't gonna
Can you boil
the
egg?
A rice cooker and didn't use it. It's literally a rice cooker. Why are you using the pan?
He wanted to get his money's worth, he said.
You can use that pan for anything
what pan?
Else in the world.
Oh, Lord.
We don't know what
Did he
pan.
Cook the chicken in the... Okay, okay.
I don't know how he cooked the chicken.
We don't know the context.
What she said about the chicken, yeah.
Yeah, what about the chicken?
He ain't give that information. That's
his
just the first
insight.
His rice
was just nasty, and that's that. You don't be salty that your rice was nasty, bro.
But he ain't have a problem with the rice. I feel like everybody would know if the rice was nasty, even if you made the rice, like, if it wasn't good, like... You would accept the fact that wasn't good.
He knew that rice was mushy when he took it out, though. He just wanted to see if she was.
Some people like their rice mushy, though.
Who?
Jamal. I don't know nobody. There's a certain texture to where it's like, you not.
I'm saying, though, if it's like mashed potatoes, okay,
but
you
it's
messed
not mashed
up.
Mashed potatoes is rice.
I'm saying, like,
no,
there's
the
some
texture
people,
was like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, there's some people that like their rice that's like, you know, like a little sticky.
A baby? Like, oh my gosh, y'all.
Whatever. let's get into the yeah, bro. So, as y'all know, TikTok is coming to an unfortunate end, supposedly.
Allegedly.
Aww.
If no one buys the app from Cyber Beta, something, the company that currently owns it because it's Chinese owned, and America has, they're claiming that it's a security risk and people's information can get leaked and yada, yada, yada. But that's, in my opinion, I don't think that's the real reason. I just think they don't like the fact that TikTok is so influential and they don't have the control over it like they do with every other app. So on January 19th, it said that TikTok is supposed to be taken down. How do y'all feel like this is going to affect us just as content creators, as, you know, influencers, social media users going and moving forward?
Honestly, you know, like growing up before TikTok, and we were watching YouTube, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like TikTok really like took over like a lot of that YouTube stuff, like even like streaming in general, you feel me? People don't really watch YouTube like that. It's either like Twitch and things like that. So I feel like with TikTok being gone, you know, a lot of people rely on TikTok to make money. Like a lot of influencers now, they invest all their time on like TikTok and stuff like that. So I feel like without that, those influencers and whatnot that we pay attention to and all the things that like keep us entertained, now they gotta find another, they gotta go like back to YouTube or something like that. You know, people not on YouTube no more, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like,
y'all seen Lemonade?
What no, first of all, why is it telling me that I'm following people and people liking my posts? I don't got no lemon account. What is that?
They trying to get me to download it.
It's
like the replica for TikTok.
Yeah.
It's something. And then also, I think people are forgetting that we had a Vine era, and Vine
that
disappeared.
Was a great era.
But I don't think it was like as sad as TikTok disappearing.
Because it wasn't as like the Vine
but
era
it was,
wasn't as
though.
Long. It was probably what, like 2 years?
Oh, I don't know.
We on about year five.
It only seemed so long for TikTok because of COVID, though, because we was on it every single day.
That's what got
but yeah, but like TikTok came out because remember it was Musical.ly at first, and then TikTok came out probably like 2019. COVID hit, everybody was on TikTok heavy. We're in 2025 now, so it's about to be, you feel me, about 5 years. I feel like Vine only ran from 2015 to 17, maybe.
But I feel like it's also gonna be sad though, because Instagram. I'm not laughing on there. What?
Instagram is like a...
No, it's like it's bougie auntie.
Reels do be funny, though. I'm not gonna
lie. Why are you watching Reels?
Exactly, bro. Instagram Reels are recycled TikTok content. Everything...
I'm not gonna lie. Some Instagram Reels are actually pretty good.
Yeah, some of them. But, like,
but that's because they started on TikTok.
Share the mic, Jamal.
He not...
Vine was from 2012 to 2017, so it was 5 years. So that means they're the same thing.
It was from when?
2012 to 2017.
Do y'all know why Vine ended?
No. Nah.
Wasn't it owned by Twitter or something? And then, like, Twitter just ended it? I don't know. I feel like we was just too young to know. It just disappeared.
So, my next question is, do y'all feel like y'all could survive without social media in general for, like, years, like a year or, like, 2 years? Like, let's say all social media was shut down, taken away. Do you think you'll be able to do it?
I mean, I also think I'm a journalist, and that's how people get in their news nowadays. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I feel like social media is important right now because nobody's watching the 5 o'clock news.
Except the old heads.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It's kind of scary to think.
You also have to think, like Jermaine was saying, a lot of businesses actually rely on social media to make sales, to market themselves, to push out their content, to reach their audiences. So, we live in a very, like, social media saturated world. So without it, I feel like a lot of us would literally, like, another thing, a lot of people don't even know how to communicate now. Like, if you notice, every time you go to a party or, like, you're in a social setting and you don't have a friend with you, what you gonna do? I'm gonna pull out my phone and
pretend like I'm scrolling,
like I'm doing something. Like, people don't know how to just, like, have conversations no more. Like, and that was something that older generations were actually, that's why their community, I feel like, was a lot stronger. Because, like, if I was sitting here and I know I'm gonna have to sit here for hours and somebody's sitting next to me, we're not just gonna sit here and, like, they would actually have conversations.
And I think it's affecting, like, the youth and kids too. Like, they don't have no conversational skills or anything. They can't go in the store and pump the gas or nothing like that.
A lot of people have anxiety now because of that too. Like, they've never been exposed to being in a position where they actually have to speak to people, like.
But another issue, though, is that a lot of people got a mouth on TikTok and other social medias that they get buck and all this stuff, but then in person,
they're like,
oh my gosh.
That screen gives
Twitter
people
fingers.
Invincibility. What?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, people be yapping.
Don't get started on Fizz.
Okay, but I look at you in person, ain't gonna say a word.
But I feel like Fizz is different though, because they don't have your name on it. And I personally don't like the HBCU Fizz. I liked it better when it was, I don't be on Fizz anyway, but I liked it better when it was just FAMU.
It's just too much, right? Like, you get notifications
for
other schools.
What about y'all? Sarah ain't say nothing. Nala ain't say nothing. Kamiya?
Can I survive without social media? I can to a certain extent. Like, when I did, like in the beginning of the summer, I do a social media cleanse where I kind of just deactivate all my social media. But the only thing I did not deactivate was TikTok because I be bored. I be needing to scroll, and I don't really see TikTok as social media. Like, I'm not on there. I keep a streak. I just think it as entertainment for real. And also, I just get my news information. But I feel like I could survive in that world without Instagram and Twitter, well, X and Snapchat. People don't really use Snapchat for real like that anymore. But I think I could. But I just need something to keep me just like going. Like, I just need something to scroll on, something to just keep me going and to like I be listening to like news stories on TikTok, like stuff that's like funny and stuff that's entertaining, crime stuff. Like, I be needing that just to like know. And I'm kind of messy a little bit, so I be needing to know the mess. Like, I need that. Other than that, I feel like it's kind of, it would be easier if everybody was not on the social media website. I feel like I always want to know what this person is doing or how this party is going or what this person did this summer for their birthday and what happened here. You catch up and, like, know about people's lives. But if no one is on social media, it's a lot more easier to, like, maneuver, essentially, to not have.
I kind of do agree. Like, without, I could go without, I don't use X. I do use Snapchat. I'm really only on Instagram and TikTok. I mean, I feel like I could go without Instagram. The only thing I really be using Instagram for is to tell people random stuff about my day. Like,
you on Instagram now?
I do, but what do I do?
You're not fooling me.
Jamal.
You post on Instagram.
Jamal.
You post on Instagram more than any other social
media. And what am I doing? Telling people random stuff about my day, like I just said.
I can go without Instagram. How you can go without the social media platform?
I do not use Instagram the most.
What you use the most?
TikTok. Come on now.
So you post on
Instagram. I feel like Instagram is just like the default app anyway. Like,
right.
When you meet somebody, oh, let me get your Instagram. You're not going to say, let me get your TikTok. Right.
Like, but like, what? I'm saying I can go without Instagram.
Okay.
I agree. It's like for entertainment. Like, you can find out anything on TikTok. Like, I use it to find a restaurant.
TikTok is literally Google.
People don't even use Google.
We don't use Google. Because Google don't ever give you the answer no more.
And you can't get that off of Instagram.
And you can get visuals of what you want to see on TikTok too.
But also, like, when I say that to my mom, like, she'll ask me something, I'll be like, let me look on TikTok. And she's like, all you know is TikTok?
My dad said the same thing.
You want the answer, boo? Like, I got you. Like, I don't know. But I think it's normal. It tells us what we need to know in that, like, instant. And it's real people giving you this information. And you're seeing who you're seeing how they look. Versus Google, you seeing Reddit. Granted, it's real people, but, like,
you don't know.
Yeah, like.
And then at the same time, TikTok does also give you stuff in a fast time frame. You don't have to sit there and, like, watch a YouTube video that's, like, 12 minutes long. Mm-hmm. You got everything you need in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. With, like, in this fast, they speed it up for you, they show you, like,
that's real.
And even with it's a topic on every single subject with TikTok. Like, you're not missing no beat. Like, you can search up anything and you like, dang, how they even know I wanted to watch this or know that this is a thing. So, like, we just can't have that with other social media websites or even Google, because Google gonna give you something.
Google gonna give you the sponsor stuff that,
like, we don't want to see.
I
feel that,
like, I know Camille's answer.
That's my answer.
Yeah, you can go as long as you want without it.
Yeah.
Do you have an account now?
I have an account, but, like, I use Instagram as a search engine. Like, if I need somebody to do my hair or, like, my nails or something like that. I don't use TikTok. Never use TikTok. I be on Twitter.
What?
Mm-mm. Never use TikTok.
You need me to redo your For You page so you can do it?
I don't know. Social media just is very iffy. Like, I just don't be caring, like, that much. Like, I'll scroll on Twitter sometimes if I'm bored, but that's pretty much it. Like, yeah. And let me say this too before I go, because I gotta go. Ken, pay that money to De'Ara. I don't got time for you, Ken. Pay that money to De'Ara. Y'all already know De'Ara keep her receipts. And I feel like in her lawsuit, she was like, she wants a jury. So y'all know they in Atlanta. So we're going to be able to watch their trial. And that's going to be another trial that's going to be so crazy. Coming after the YSL trial and just everything going on. So I do feel like Ken is going to have to pay that money. I think a lot of tea is going to get more. More tea is going to get spilled from their relationship. It's going to be more cheating because more cheating scandals that's going to come out. And yeah, I want to give my shout out to Sarah because I see Sarah everywhere doing everything. Y'all know I really don't be having shout outs, but shout out to Sarah because she really doing her big one, yeah. And y'all, I got to go get my hair done, so I'll see y'all later.
What you getting done?
Thank you.
Not list for Thailand. Y'all already know.
Ooh, I love that. Hit my line.
Okay, well, with that being said, De'Ara and Ken, what's going on?
Yeah, y'all got to give me the I don't know.
I saw the TikTok video. TikTok, so what's the word? Informative. But it was 1 a.m. I was watching a TikTok video, and the girl was like, she just read the entire... Oh, my gosh. That's... She just read the entire lawsuit, and basically, Ken had been stealing money from their joint account. They had their separate accounts, but after they broke up and everything, they had to keep one account that had all the money that they were making from YouTube.
Yeah.
And then I think that they had made an agreement to not really touch that money, and if they did, you have to let the other person know because it's still both of y'all's money. But he was just going in there taking thousands of dollars out, and then when she finally checked it and saw that he was doing that, he was like, oh, I'm gonna pay it back. Never paid it back. And De'Ara started using the Snapchat account. I guess it was still under DK4L, so he was like, oh, you can't be using that. But he was already stealing the money, so it's like, what am I missing?
When did this happen? Like, when did he start taking money out the account?
So it was like after they, so do y'all know, like, before they didn't take their videos down? So they didn't take their videos down for a reason, because they were like, okay, this still is making money. But Ken was like taking it out himself to just, as she said, take the money. So they decided to take the videos down, and then all of the money that was left in the De'Ara and Ken account, they were like, we're just gonna leave it there to still pay off like taxes and like other people that they had working for them. Ken was just like, screw that, I'm taking the money, I don't really care, like, what you're talking about. He basically said, I don't really care. Like, he said that without saying it. And De'Ara kept giving him chances, like, okay, Ken, pay the money back. They also went to court before, and they was like, okay, y'all gonna split $20,000, or someone gets $20,000, and the other person gets $20,000, too. Ken went out his way to basically take that money too and not let De'Ara have her half. And she like, okay, I'm getting fed up. De'Ara took over the TikTok. He was like, now I need the money for the TikTok, because that TikTok account was made for De'Ara and Ken. But it's like, no, I made the TikTok myself. I mean, not the TikTok, Snapchat. I made this Snapchat money myself, because you know everybody's making money off of Snapchat now. Yeah. And he was like, basically saying,
premium account.
Yeah, I want the money for myself, or whatever the case may be. He bought cars. He was just doing stuff he had no business doing. They had to pay taxes back.
Tesla that they had during like all the Vlogmas videos. Well, they've been having it. De'Ara was supposed to just keep it, right?
Yeah.
But then he wanted it back or something like that. They had to fight over that. But I think De'Ara ended up just keeping the car.
And
then,
also, it was like a taxes thing. Like, they had to pay taxes back.
I think it was like $100,000.
The money that was in the account, that's what they were supposed to use. But Ken took all the money. So De'Ara is asking Ken, like, hey, boo, where the money at? Like, what you doing? Like, we need that.
And De'Ara ended up having to pay the taxes herself, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, she
it's just a whole bunch of he's stealing all the money.
It's like De'Ara keeps giving him chance after chance after chance to pay the money or to leave it or whatever the case may be. And he's just like, screw this, I don't really care.
I think what it is the fact that Ken hasn't been able to brand himself individually as strongly as De'Ara has.
At all.
Because as we know, the women demographic, you guys consume content that you guys can relate to. And De'Ara is a content creator. She has partnerships and sponsorships and brand deals and a whole bunch of stuff. So given that she has all these different avenues of income, she is doing well off. Well, I would assume she's doing better off by herself.
She got Lorvay.
Yeah, exactly. Than Ken is. So, you know, he's like, all right, we made this money together, so I need something. I need to, you feel me, to maintain this lifestyle that he's living. So I think that's probably why
That's why he went ahead and pulled that money out, which is not okay, because definitely you should be communicating with your partner, because if that is y'all joint account. And Nala, to the point about Snapchat, Snapchat is generating a lot of money right now. Like, DDG makes a lot of money off his Snapchat.
But then on top of that, we found out that during their relationship, he was cheating multiple times. And De'Ara knew about it and she found out. And then she was just being like, okay, let's work through it. Let's figure this out. But then that's when that video had came out with him in the parking lot and he was grabbing the girl booty.
But that was another
what?
Because the app from
To my knowledge, from before that situation that you're talking about, the other cheating scandals were like before even they were engaged. So
yes, I heard
like
that's what they were saying.
Stages of their relationship.
But like he's been cheating and cheating and cheating, and now he's stealing.
So what is Ken doing right now? Like what does he do?
He got a girlfriend.
He has another girlfriend. He has like a YouTube channel with her essentially. But like now where the problem stands on is now De'Ara is suing him for no less than $100,000. And she brought up so much evidence of how, you know, him cheating caused the demise of their business relationship in a sense. Like him cheating caused the demise of DD4L, and DD4L is they have an LLC, so they're known as a business. So him cheating caused the demise of what their business was, and she brought up all these claims and so on and so forth. So she wants everything to be like tried against like a jury. And basically, she just wants people to be on her side, essentially, and for her to win no less than $100,000. And $100,000, that's just to cover the legal fees or whatever the case may be, and like the other stuff that
you say, because that's nothing to her.
Yeah.
Because I heard he used that money, like, for one of the trips he went on with the girl. They said he took money out of the account to pay for that trip.
What?
Yeah. I think that
was. Do you know how much money? Or you don't know.
It was if I'm not mistaken, was it like, it was some.
He allegedly.
Yeah, it was some.
I don't know if he did it.
Like an island.
But my thing is like the audacity. You gonna take my money to go take another girl out. And he's trying to be a YouTuber again, essentially. So he's trying to...
He wasn't making YouTube videos already after, like, they split? I know his videos was banging.
I'm like, who's watching them? He's not making no income from them if he was. And then he's trying to buy all the flashy cars, the outfits and stuff, so that his YouTube life can look lavish and make money, but you don't have money to do it.
I'm going to be...
And I think he was staying with his mama.
Probably. But I was finna say... I think he's so, which I mean this in the most respectable way, but I think he's so adamant about like those shared brands because that's what his money was banked on. Because even when you look at their videos that they used to make together, well, if they were still up, she was the strong personality. She was really like the bread and the butter of the videos, you feel me? If you really think about it, like even their videos, like she even had individual segments like with her cooking, with her going through stuff in her closet, this, that, and the third. Everything he did was either recycled from what she was already doing. Oh, my bad.
They went to South Korea. That's where they went.
But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. As a man, when I was watching their videos, I can tell you a dang show was not for Ken. I was not looking at Ken. I'm looking at De'Ara the whole time. I'm like, baby, you bad.
Oh
but
gosh.
Yeah. I'm not. You want me to lie? I don't care about their relationship.
And then
I'm watching the videos because I want to see De'Ara. That's it.
That's crazy though. But like around that time, they broke up, bro. It was a whole bunch of YouTube relationships, like. Just fell apart.
Yeah, and people was always like, all of our faith is in De'Ara and Ken. Like, if they break
because
up,
they seem so genuine the whole time he was cheating.
Y'all gotta realize relationships are still relationships at the end of the day, whether it's on camera, off camera, whether they making money or not. Like, everything ain't always peaches and cream, so.
Yeah, I used to like Chris and Queen. I like you were not.
Are you talking about Queen Najee? Yeah.
I never liked them. I never watched their show. Queen wasn't bad enough for me to be like, watching her videos.
Really base these, yes, it is. Your views based off of how good the women
better,
look.
Honestly, if I'm being complete,
best friends. That's what I said.
You said
as best friends.
That's her.
Yes.
Jamal said he winning for y'all.
And gold juice.
Huh? Who was that?
Ryan, what was the question that you had asked me?
Wait, who was that?
You never watched
that? I don't even remember.
It sounds familiar, but who was that?
Will and it's Will and Aaliyah, I think. Will and somebody.
Who?
But now they do OnlyFans.
What?
Will.
Whoa. Wait, who
not
is Will?
Not even a Patreon? Like,
let me look this up.
I think it was Gold Juice.
Why are you looking at the camera like that?
Because I'm in a movie.
Who
are
you
right
feeling
now?
Like?
But
what movie this is?
Ryan said.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a loser.
I remember them.
You never get your word out.
It's not even that, yo boy. We're not even talking about nothing. This is a podcast.
This is also entertainment.
Because they be doing nasty.
Where is that? Wait, did y'all watch YouTube couples and stuff?
That's what I was trying to answer.
We talking about it.
No, now let's talk about, oh my God.
I was rocking with, well, I used to rock with Damien. I was told which one I was.
Damien and Bianca.
But they like was frauds, though. They're frauds. They're frauds. They were stealing people money. They had DMB University. And I begged my mama to do DMB University because I want to be a YouTuber so bad. And after I found out they were taking people's money and stuff like that, mom said she's not paying for it. Like, it was just,
that's
was
like, what that jump? Royalty and them?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Ryan asked if I watch YouTube couples based off the appearance of the women. Now, I'm gonna be honest. Damien and Bianca, they had some cool little prank videos, so I used to watch them.
They were fake.
I know. They be fake, but like, but they weren't. Yeah, they weren't horrible. Like, I kind of used to laugh at them. De'Ara and Ken, I was strictly watching for De'Ara. I cannot lie, she was bad. I just wanted to see De'Ara. Who else? Name another couple.
Chris and Queen.
I never liked them.
Carmen and Corey.
Chris was just a lane. Queen just wasn't that bad for me to be sitting there and dedicating
and
my time.
And that's why she insecure now, because people like you. Why would you say that?
She got
a whole other family with another dude named Clarence.
Wait, is Clarence still together?
Yeah. I was going to say, isn't there a Clarence too?
Yeah. What's that song?
So she like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm a nobody. My opinion should not make Queen Naja insecure or feel no way. I'm a man with my own opinion, and I just don't find her that attractive, and that's just that. But
I just want to breathe.
Kai, something like that. And
I got some haters.
What about Jazz?
That, I don't know her name.
Jazz and
Perfect Laugh?
Yes.
Ooh. Wasn't she
dating
like one of the
Armani? Corey and Carmen, they was both corny. One. I never watched them.
Neek and
King. She had a girl.
Damien and Bianca.
Neek and King. Yes. I feel like
I heard
them.
Oh my gosh. I like that. He looked like that.
His face like that.
Why y'all?
He's
his face
like
that. Did y'all hear Corey? You talking about Corey?
Yes.
Corey, he kidnapped somebody. He's like, he's wanted for a kidnap. No.
He has her in the trunk in Dubai.
Allegedly, y'all.
No, he went on his live and he was like, I got her.
Yeah, he was trolling, y'all. Y'all can't.
Did you read the court documents though?
I read
the court documents.
I don't know nothing about it, but y'all can't say, oh, he kidnapped somebody. That's not journalism.
Why is that something you think is cool to troll?
Who
about
did he kidnap though?
So two white girls invited
to go out or whatever, and I guess he like drove away with them. And he was like, I'm not letting you out my car. And then we was like, yeah, we gonna do this to them. And then he left them on the side of the road.
Then he got on live talking about how, I guess, one of Carmen's people, or not, car got set on fire or something like that.
And if you don't talk into the mic.
Yeah, so, all right, like, I'm talking into the mic.
She said.
So, like, it was saying, they were trying to tie him to, like, a car getting lit on fire or whatnot. But he was saying how he was in the car with a girl. I guess they tried to set him up. So, like, I peeped it, you feel me? So, like, he took detours and whatnot to go away from it. But they got, like, evidence saying, like, oh, like, even, it was her, like, manager, I think, Carmen manager or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the description of the male, like, that did it was him. But, like, he tried to set it up, like, oh, no, I took other ways. It wasn't me. I ain't even go through there. So I'm like, oh, she didn't know I had other ways to go home and all types of stuff.
He's just a liar and a manipulator.
Wait, so he's trying to say Carmen set him up?
Yeah, he's trying to say the girl set him up. Like, they had it set up from the beginning, like.
The white girl?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what none of these people look like, so.
All right, y'all, we've been talking about this for way too long.
I don't care
about these YouTube couples. We got another topic to get to for me. The term Hollywood. The only reason I pitched this topic was because I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and it was like, you know, I see you a lot, but, like, I don't really be speaking to you because I feel like you're Hollywood. And I said, what does Hollywood mean? Like, how can I be Hollywood if we've never had a genuine conversation or interaction. If I'm not going to go out of my way.
Yeah, you're too good to speak.
But that makes no sense. If someone, it's like, it would be different if you weren't going to speak to them, but like, they can't say they weren't going to speak to you because they think you're Hollywood.
Because they think I'm Hollywood. Like, that makes no sense. And I just wanted to say, I feel like you can't call somebody Hollywood if you've never had an interaction.
Like, look at what he looks like right now.
If you've never had a conversation or interaction with that person, if we are not genuine friends, why am I going out of my way? Hey, how are you? I don't, like, one, I hate small
talk. Because we go to FAMU and that's how everybody
exactly
acts.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't care about this, disrespectfully. I don't care about this FAMU culture. I don't care about the SGAs and the Mr. and the Mrs. I don't care about none of that. I'm not running for nothing. I don't care. I'm a student leader, but I'm not a fake student.
Elected official.
Yeah, where I be having to talk to everybody. So, and I hate small talk. Like, you genuinely don't care about the things that you're asking me. You're just trying to talk to, you're just trying to make conversation. And I hate pointless conversation. So I'm not going to sit here and fake a conversation with you because I don't want to talk to you.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate real quick. I understand where they're coming from when they say, like, Hollywood, unapproachable in that aspect. Like, they wouldn't come up to you and talk to you because you look kind of
intimidating.
Yeah. Not intimidating, but just unapproachable. Like, I don't want to speak to you because you look mean. Like, you know?
Right.
But that's not Hollywood, though.
But I think that's what they meant by it.
Nah. That's more like RBF, if anything.
Hollywood's more like, I'm too good to talk to you.
Yes, and I think people think that because, like, I do radio and I be interviewing people and stuff, and they be like...
Like, people probably think he's just so, like such a, like, a big person. Like, he's
like,
not
somebody
gonna talk to no random
somebody
person.
Literally was like, oh, I saw you at the celebrity basketball game. I was like, why didn't you say anything? They were like... I was like, so why didn't you speak? They're like,
him.
I don't know. You were with people, and I didn't want to. I'm like, bro, just like I'm not nobody, bro. Just you can come up and have a conversation with me. I'm a normal person, just like you.
But also at the same time, it's just like, who's just walking up to somebody they've never talked to before?
But the thing is, they have that person specifically has spoken to me. It was somebody else that was like, oh, I be seeing you, but like, you feel me? I was just like, what?
So they just walked up to you and said that to you?
No, okay. So the scenario was, I was at Kai and Mari's house. Nah, that was too specific. I don't care. I was at my brother's house, and I'm chilling on the couch. And, you know, they had some people come over, and the girl sat down or whatever. And they're like, oh, hey. I'm like, what's up? And they're cooler with my brothers than they are with me. Like, I know them because, like, we're all in the same class. We've hung out.
Cordial.
We're cordial. But, like, I've never had, like, genuine interactions with them. And then the one person was like, yeah, I be seeing you. Like, are you an introvert? I was like, I mean, I'm extroverted when I want to be. But, like, why you ask? She was just like, because every time you see me, you don't really be speaking to me. And I was just like, I mean, we've never really had...
Like, I don't know you.
Yeah,
if anything, it
sounds
like she Hollywood, because why she thinks she got to be spoken to?
Exactly.
But also, she could have just been flirting.
Possibly. But.
And also, I feel like interactions are not that deep. Like, if I see you a couple times, I'm not going to, why this person not speaking to me? Why don't we speak? Like, it's not that deep to me. Like,
yeah. But I feel like that's literally how FAMU is. Like,
yeah.
I've been in situations where I've spoke to a person before, see them all the time, I know them, but sometimes... I just don't have the energy.
I don't have the energy all the time.
What? If I see you, I'm hey, Bri, what you doing, girl? Like, that's just me. If I know you and I've seen you a couple of times, I feel like that's weird if we've seen each other come out and you just walk past me. Yeah. Like, hey, like, nah, you cool?
At least be like,
there's different ways, like, I interact with people. Like, either a hey or nod my head or, like, I'm gonna dab you up. Like, I'm not gonna sit there
and
have
But
a
that's the thing. Now, I will say on, like, the tip of, like, how I perceive someone being Hollywood, it's been plenty of times, whether I know them or not, I say hello. How you doing, whatever. I at least greet them. They'll look dead at me and just keep walking. And I'm like, so you can at least just say hey or give me a wave or
Wait,
something.
Are you sure they don't have headphones then?
No, if I have headphones, I don't be, that's why I'm not making no sense.
I turn it down.
You feel me?
Know, like,
no. Right. In most of those instances, they're not wearing headphones because I understand if you're wearing headphones, you're either not trying to be talked to or you really just vibing to your music. Because I'm like that, too. You feel me? I just don't got no headphones at the moment. But nonetheless, so majority of the time when I'm saying what's up to you, it's 9 out of 10 going to be somebody I know. But sometimes I just be friendly and be saying hi to random people, too. So I understand that. But like, if you at least shut up, bro. But if you at least know me, well, shout out to J15. You feel me? Anyways, my bad. But if at least I know you or somewhat know you, but you look dead at me and I like we never had a conversation or nothing, then I'm gonna look at you like, well, dang, like you must be too good to speak to little old Ryan or something. You get what I'm saying? I don't know. It just being the small things for me, at least.
That's one thing for me, I have a very soft voice. So when I say hello sometimes,
don't be hearing.
I guess people don't hear me, and that'd be, ooh, that irks me.
I don't think so. I feel like you don't speak soft, but you speak boldly. Like you don't have to yell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard you with my music on.
Me?
You said no.
I feel like it depends on the time.
You don't agree? I don't really know what that means too much. You might have to elaborate.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. You think I speak boldly? I'm confused.
Like, you know how some people, they feel like to get people attention, they have to talk really loud?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
Like, I'm more of a, hey, Jamal.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamal. Hey, Jermaine.
Yeah.
I'm not a, Ryan, oh my God! Like, I'm not doing
like
all that.
Yeah, some people that's like that.
I don't, I'm not doing
like
that.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. If Nala see me across the room, she's going to yell my name.
She ain't saying no.
She's going to be like, Jamal! I be knowing Nala, because, like, I be hearing her, I be like, that's Nala. And then now I gotta look for Nala. And she be like, hey!
Jamal! You don't see me?
No, literally. But yeah, Bree gonna be like, hey, Jamal. I'm like, hey.
Hey, Jamal.
But yeah.
I don't know, that's just my personality, though.
But also, people say, like, oops. People say, like, people are Hollywood, like, they don't text back or, like, they don't follow people back on Instagram. Bro, you're not getting a follow back in 5 seconds. You're going to have to wait a little bit. Like, I hate when somebody follow me, and then I check back to follow them. They don't follow me.
You got to at least give it a day.
Can I get some time, boo? Like, chill.
And that's another thing. I literally follow everybody. I have a lot of followers, but I follow everybody. Like, if you look at my following, if you follow me, I follow you back.
Yeah. Your ratio is actually crazy.
I'm knowing, but it's just like...
But they don't know the backstory.
It's like 10K to something.
Huh?
They don't know, like, the backstory, like, how you got so many followers.
Right, exactly.
You bought them?
No.
Wait a minute. That's not even.
That's what I said. His ratio is crazy. Talking about he follow everybody.
I have a lot of followers, but I still, like, I follow the, like, normal
10K
people.
To 2K?
Give him the backstory real quick.
That's not normal.
All right, listen. If I've met you in person and we've had a conversation or an interaction, I follow you back. The amount of followers that I got came from back when I was doing TikTok. I was making edits. And I used to run like a sports, like a little, like a meme page, not a meme page, but like an edits page. So I got like a lot of followers off of that. And then once I stopped doing that, I just kept my same page. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Type.
You're not tapping?
Type.
That's really the jouet if you want to learn how to, make.
Jouet?
Yeah. Jouet.
Jouet.
That's what that means?
Say it.
Jouet.
Why are you saying it like that?
Like jouet.
Jouet?
Like you pronouncing
all the syllables.
Jouet. Like
spell it.
Jouet.
J-W-E-T-T.
That's the Miss Fam you name.
Nope, that's not her name.
I know what her real name is, but why does she, what does it mean?
Like, you got the sweat, you got the souls.
Oh, it's a Haitian term. It means like game or like sauce or like the play. That's like mean. Yeah.
Like, what's the sweat?
Yeah, she not from, you feel me?
Oh, that's a Florida thing?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. We don't really have any Haitians in Texas. Yes. And not, well, I'm sure we do, but not as many as Florida.
Yeah.
Of course.
But yeah, man, we got
Texas.
Nearing the end of the episode.
Well, this is the end.
So,
what?
We finna get into our shout outs. This is pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to the Rez, J13 just passed. Shout out to the K's, it's J15 today. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is Mr. AKA right here, if y'all ain't know, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Cool Guy and stuff.
Nah, I ain't got that.
I'll do it. Like, they don't scare me, but that's for another day, another episode. Shout out to 90.5 in general, just the whole entire staff. Y'all been going crazy. Y'all been working hard. I love working, you know what I'm saying, being program director and working for y'all. Y'all do. Y'all put in as much effort as I be putting in, and I love it. And yeah.
Oh my, y'all, please. Y'all is like, I know y'all don't got headphones.
I'm sorry.
So y'all can't hear it.
We can't.
It's like,
can't. Okay, explain. Well, this is the last thing I'm finna say, so we don't gotta worry about it moving no more. But quickly, shout out to the Motion crew, shout out to the Motion Movers, shout out to God, shout out to my family, my brother, and shout out to the women of the original Beta Alpha Chapter, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Happy J15. And shout out to the Reds too. And yeah, that's all I gotta say.
Now dang. You don't got nothing to say.
No, thank you. No,
like,
no, no.
Now you don't got nothing to say.
Like,
thank you so much.
But yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, I just want to shout out Professor Giles. Because no, y'all, listen. No, listen though.
I ain't never heard that.
Just listen though. Because this is my last semester and I literally needed one more class on my curriculum, and the sections was full, and he put me in the class. Yeah. And I'm so happy about that.
He
because
you have two classes.
Well, we're not really focused on that part of Giles right now. We're focused on what he did for me.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to the Motion Movers. It is second week of school. Third week of school?
Second
week. It's only the second week of school, 15 days into January. Shout out to y'all for still being here to record these episodes. Shout out to the real Beta Alpha chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and to E60 for celebrating our first Founders Day yesterday. I mean, 2 days ago. Shout out to Professor Pat. I love her. She's so sweet. I love her class. Yeah, that's all I got. Shout out Top Calf too, because PDR really disappointed me last week in Top Calf.
But they made a comeback today.
I didn't see it. So
I was there then.
I don't know who they had in the kitchen.
Experience.
But that was terrible.
The cornbread was great.
The cornbread at Top Calf was delectable.
Cornbread.
First of all, man, I just want to give a shout out to God. Man, everything been working in my favor. Also, administration. Boy, got me right. It wasn't looking too good last semester, but they made some changes. I really appreciate that. That boy Jaws got me right, too. I ain't going to lie. So I appreciate that boy, too. Yeah.
No hate.
Shout out to God. And shout out to Apple, because I love my iPad. I be forgetting I got a phone, and I got it for Christmas. And I love my mama because she got me my iPad. And that's about it. Yeah.
And we gonna catch y'all on the next installment of Millennials in Motion. We out of here. Bye.
Millennials in Motion is a product of WANM FM 90.5 in the School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.